and welcome to another exciting NAHB Power Hitters. I'm your host, Linda Hoffman, coming to you from the smoky San Francisco Bay Area, where today's air quality index is 150. So if I get a bit choked up, it may or may not be our esteemed guest. Today, it is my great pleasure to introduce Lance Swank. Lance is president of the Sterling Group, headquartered in beautiful Mishawaka, Indiana. The Sterling Group owns and manages over 9,000 apartment units across 35 markets in the Midwest and Southeastern United States, as well as over 2 million square feet of storage space. Sterling is a family-owned business, something near and dear to my heart. In fact, Larry Swank, founder and Lance's dad, continues to work in the family business today. Sterling begins every meeting by reading their mission statement. I'd like to begin this interview by thanking Lance for his long list of service to the industry and ongoing work with the National Association of Home Builders. Among many others, Lance was awarded the distinguished honor of NAHB's Daniel M. Grady Award for Excellence and Advocacy in Multifamily Housing. Lance, thank you and welcome to the show.
Linda, thank you.
Lance, Sterling was launched in 1977 by your father, Larry. That was a 69-unit apartment property in Syracuse, Indiana. The company has come a long way from 1977. Today, you employ 325 individuals and operate in 15 states. Sterling has seen a lot of growth over the years. What is Sterling now, and how do you see it moving forward, even in these challenging times?
You know, we're known for specializing in multifamily housing, but frankly, we see ourselves as a real estate services firm. We're vertically integrated, so we have development, construction, property management, and investments. And so we can provide a multitude of opportunities to our investment partners throughout our footprint. And so while we do focus on multifamily, we have several sectors within that industry that we're very good at. Value-add acquisitions, core acquisitions, ground-up Class A development, workforce housing, affordable housing, et cetera. We also have a large commitment to self-storage. We're in 9 states with that, and we've just embarked on a senior living effort.
That sector is growing, self-storage. Are you seeing growth in your company?
We are. We have about 30 properties in development, construction, and lease up right now in 7 different markets. We can build it to a very good return on cost, even better than the other industry segments we're in.
How do you do that?
Well, it's a matter of location, rents, demand. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we're in an environment right now in which favorable financing helps us do that.
So as housing ages, let's get back to multifamily. As housing ages, it becomes workforce housing or gets an uplift by value-add investment. What's Sterling's decision tree in determining which direction to take an asset?
You know, a lot of it has to do certainly with location, the vintage of the asset, the infrastructure of the asset when it was built, and what it's presenting now in this day and age, and how we can reposition it to create an income stream that interpolates into a return on investment. And many times we can take late vintage, 90s, 2000s, and bring that asset back up to an A property. Mm-hmm. Most times we're looking at older vintage, 70s, 80s, even 90s, and it's the better use is a value add to workforce housing. So I don't like to use A, B, C, D property types, but for this discussion, I will. We can take a D and bring it up to a C plus or a B and create a wonderful living environment in a workforce housing rental range. Conversely, we might take a B and bring it up to an A on a late vintage asset.
Sterling was once very active in the affordable housing space. Why the exit, and what might cause you to find that an attractive investment again?
It's a great question. We really built our experience and the foundation of our company on affordable housing. starting with Farmers Home Administration, USDA, into the tax credit business, and so forth. We still manage and cherish a legacy portfolio of affordable housing properties. They do very, very well. We like them. We enjoy the management of them. The reason we moved away from new development of affordable is because of, I'm going to call it program creep. As things have went by, they've added a lot of social engineering into the competitive process to secure tax credits and for the ability for us to develop them. And it got to the point in which we weren't willing to commit to some of the things that we were being asked to do to compete. And we felt we could have a much better risk-adjusted return on market rate development. We would come back into affordable housing in a heartbeat. We still have our compliance division. We still have the infrastructure, the know-how. If, in fact, the new legislation passes, which modernizes loan commodity tax credit program, and they expand the pool of credits.
It sounds like something I've heard quite a bit in the market. If you were advising Ben Carson on affordable housing, what would you say?
What I first thing I'd like to do is advise Ben that we need a program or a structured finance vehicle for workforce housing in this country, much more than we need very low income. We need both, frankly. Mm-hmm. But there is nothing that services the 80% AMI and above up to about 120%. And that is the area that is completely underserved in this nation. And that is, you know, that's our $15 to $20 an hour workers that are vital to our economy. And so one of the things I would tell Ben, Secretary Carson, would be we need something very similar to the 221D4 program that's available through FHA Insured Finance by HUD that creates favorable financing, non-recourse construction, non-recourse perm, without a conversion risk to entice the development community to enter that marketplace and provide, obviously, below market rate interest. So there's other tools. Certainly, subsidy would help. In exchange for that subsidy, we would have to commit to certain rent levels and income levels. And I think the development community is prepared to do that. But it's going to take federal assistance and federal help.
There's so much going on right now around rental housing. I'm out here on the West Coast. I'm not sure if you're in the same types of markets. We have a complete drain from San Francisco right now. In fact, the largest exodus in the nation. What are you seeing in your markets? And what should we be doing?
Well, the immediacy obviously is dealing with the eviction moratorium and the prospects of that being extended without any assistance. That's a huge issue. And frankly, it's a huge issue for workforce housing. The A properties are faring fairly well. Affordable obviously has assistance and is doing much better than workforce. In our portfolio, that's the challenge. And I think that if we're serious about protecting housing, the federal government is going to have to address this in this next bill. I hope that our lawmakers can agree upon something that makes some sense. But that's the immediate issue right now, frankly. The unknown is what's going to happen when benefits run out and what happens to rental housing. We certainly don't want Fannie or Freddie to become, you know, landlords again. So we're all guarding against that.
Yes.
I think to your point concerning market, I think everybody is seeing suburbia as a much more attractive alternative to what we've seen the last decade of concentration in the urban core. That's now kind of turned around, and we're seeing an exodus, as you pointed to. So I think that's a big deal, and I think it's causing a lot of the development community to rethink how they're going to move forward, selecting sites, designing product. Certainly, outdoor space has taken on a whole new importance, and again, put a lot of pressure on suburban development.
Absolutely. Are you in those markets?
You know, we've always been a secondary, tertiary, suburban market developer. We're not really concrete steel guys. We're wood frame guys, you know, four stories, three yes. stories. So we're kind of, we're in a good place because we've always been in that place. You know, we appreciate high density in the right location for the right purpose, but COVID, post-COVID, I think that the suburbs are going to be, there's going to be a lack of supply in the suburbs. And I think there's going to be some challenges, some headwinds in the urban core.
Do you see that in your occupancy?
You know, our occupancies are holding up very, very well. So yeah, we don't have a problem leasing apartments. In fact, we're seeing modest rent growth almost across the board. Obviously, we have some folks that don't want to pay rent. And we have some other folks that we are working very hard with to preserve their credit and get through this. And they're able to pay partial. It's the very small percentage of folks that have taken a rent holiday that's given them more heartburn than anything. And we have totally inability to do anything about it other than just kind of trying to say, hey, let's work together. Mm-hmm. But I think that the multifamily industry has done a great job of coming together and trying to educate our lawmakers on these challenges, both the short-term impact to the industry and the households and the long-term. The long-term is probably what the lawmakers don't get. And we don't want to set this country up for a greater deficit in housing, because right now we don't have enough housing, period, let alone affordable.
That is absolutely true. Very good. Well, thank you very much for meeting with us today, Lance. I really appreciate your time. This is Linda Hoffman with NAHB Power Hitters. See you next time.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, this has been another exciting episode of NAHB's Power Hitters. Lance Swank is a perfect example of the innovative, high-level thinkers in our industry. We need more Sterlings to lead the way on housing for our nation. Thank you, Lance, for joining us, and look for our next exciting interview with Kevin Kelly, chairman of LNWA. I'm Linda Hoffman, signing off.